Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. This is the show, if you haven't tuned in before, that talks about how to have some common sense applied to your gardening and landscaping and goings on around your house. We talk about organic gardening and landscaping. And the natural organic approach is what we recommend for a lot of reasons, but the main one is that it works better in every way. So if you're new to the show, delighted to have you. If you whether you're new or an old-timer, the telephone number is the same to be with me on the show. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-DIRT 3478. This first hour is brought to you, as always, by Victor Pet Foods. We just bought a new bag yesterday. Ours was running a little bit low. We were out of town for about a week, and while we were gone, barely left enough for the week, but it worked out great. And this product is just terrific. The products, actually, they have a whole lot of different choices, and we keep kind of bouncing around trying the different ones. Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R. Their website is victordogfood.com. That's where you can get the information. These products are primarily in the feed stores and farm stores. They're not in all the typical places, pet stores and big boxes and things like that. The garden centers don't at this point have the product. So if you're having a little trouble finding it, go to your local feed or farm store. There's a list of those stores on their website. You can find the one nearest you. You can also contact them directly through the website, phone numbers and email addresses there to help you find the products. Some are totally grain-free. All the products are no wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and no toxic chemical preservatives. And the Victor dog food products need a little help with some dogs, though. The ones that we talked about last week, Colonel, Como, and Sparks, are still waiting for their homes. And this week's is Bella May. Bella May reminds me of our Carmen. She is a five-year-old, 81 pounds. She's kind of a lightweight compared to our Carmen. Labrador Retriever mix, the most amazing brown eyes you've ever seen. Loves playing outside and chasing a squirrel or two. She likes walking on a leash. And says that she's gentle and calm, also loves petting, and enjoys snacking on treats. So Bella May, her picture's on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Go to the SPCA button there on our website and check her out. And those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, please go by and meet her and see if she'll fit into your family, into your home. And also check out Colonel, Como, and Sparks on our website. Wherever you are in the country, help your rescue organizations. It's just a great way to get a pet and help out some wonderful animals, and check out that product, Victor Dog Food, victordogfood.com. My tea is nice. It's a hibiscus petals, hibiscus flower petals, Turk's cap, a little fennel, and a leaf of bay, and some honey. Very nice tea, good for you. If you haven't tried that, do. I noticed this morning when I first got up, it was overcast and the sun wasn't out yet, and it was still fairly dark out there, but the hummingbirds were already there on the Turk's cap. Turk's cap in full bloom right now. I'll throw you some new pictures of that on later today. And if you haven't tried that plant, it's a good one. Comes in pink, white, or red. Red by far is the kind of off-white. Red is by far the most common, and the one that, that the hummingbirds seem to like the most. We've got a combination of Turk's cap, firecracker plant, and purple lantana in one area. It's just outside our sliding glass doors of our den near the pool. And the hummingbirds and butterflies both really, really are enjoying that, and we're enjoying watching them. We still haven't figured out the squirrels. The fellow was taking care of our place while we were gone. He said, you know, your squirrel feeder had this, that, and the other going on with it, which is true. The squirrels not only get in, I've tried every kind of feeder there is. Those that twirl and throw them off are kind of fun, and they work. That's kind of interesting to watch. You got to keep up with the batteries or have one that's a solar paneled one. But I got one that I'd never seen before. It's all metal. It's steel, and it's painted red, and it's got kind of a cage, a hard top and bottom, and kind of a mesh material that holds the seed in that the birds and the squirrels can pull the seed from, and the squirrels just love it. They not only can get it through the mesh, but the little buggers have figured out the top where you put the seed into the feeder has two latches on it. And they swivel out sideways in both cases, and you lift the little lid, and that's how you put the seed into the feeder. The squirrels have figured out how to open it. They can open both latches and pull that up so they can get to more seed quicker. Anybody out there has figured out how to control squirrels, let me know. One of the things that's been going on this week is that we've been on a little trip. Went to see Logan, my announcer and daughter, and her new husband in Prescott, Arizona, to see their new place. They got a wonderful little cabin of a house that they built literally around a trailer that was there on the place when they bought the place. And it's just terrific. There's some shots on Facebook. We put a few shots on there. We'll do a whole slideshow of the trip there because there's so many wonderful things to see in that part of the world. Prescott, Sedona, that's not very far away, a couple of shots from there. And Flagstaff is not much farther than Sedona. Beautiful, beautiful part of the world. Those of you living there, maybe you're listening, we are on a radio station there in Prescott. And there are some interesting places, including a nursery we ran into, and planted some things at their new little place, the new landscaping. We found out the hard way. It took about one day for the squirrels to find their new plants. The one they liked the most was Celosia. Logan had already bought some Celosia coxcomb. The one that she got was a yellow one and has the kind of the upright growth, not the comb, but the one has the bushy flower. And then we bought some red ones, too. Well, the squirrels ignored the yellow for a while and got after the red ones the very first night, ate some of the stems. They liked the foliage more than the flowers, but it was really interesting that they went after the red before they went after the yellow. In fact, the yellow is still untouched. And then she reminded me of something. She reminded me that she bought the yellow one at a big box store before we got there. We got the red ones, the red Celosia, at a little natural plant and organic store. Reckon the squirrels can detect the difference and like the organic ones better? Could be. We'll go into the mode of trying to repel them now with various hot peppers and all those kinds of things, but as you've heard me say, if you've listened to the show at all, it's the biggest pest I have here in Dallas, and most everybody else out there, too. Those of you that call and ask me, no, I don't have a good solution. We're still working on that, and if we come up, whoever comes up with one is going to make a lot of money if they come up with a repellent that is non-toxic and works. In the meantime, you just have to try to plant the plants that they like the least, move things around and use some of the hot pepper products and things like that to keep them away as much as you possibly can. We've got a new newsletter out. It's about leaf drop. A lot of people have been worried about that, sending us letters and calls, is my plant dying? Well, the trees, especially the large leaf trees, tulip, poplar, sycamore, some of the elms, especially American elm, and other large leaf trees, hackberries in some cases, some maples, a lot of leaves on the ground. If the leaves are breaking off easily and falling, and especially if they're internal leaves, and that's what we covered on this current newsletter that you can see in the archives on dirtdoctor.com. Not a big deal. It's just the tree adjusting its transpiration situation so that it is able to pull up enough moisture for the foliage that's left on the tree. We'll talk more about that, and if you got questions, give me a call. Be back after this, 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating often isn't even triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that can make your stomach swell and bloat, and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps by efficiently breaking down food that is challenging to digest. As a result, the undigested food occupies less space, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Richard called real early, so I'm going to take his call first up, and then I'll get back to some of the other things I wanted to bring up for you and questions that have come in during the week. But right now, let's see if we can get Richard in San Antonio up on the air. Hey, Richard.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing great.
As far as squirrels, I just got a trap in called a squirrelinator, which I can't wait to put to use, and they'll be destined for the skillet for whatever I get.
We got somebody else calling after you with a squirrel idea. So it's called the squirrelinator?
Yes.
And it's a trap?
It is. It boasts it can catch up to 25 squirrels at a time.
Wow. Well, you know, I think that they're terrific-looking little animals and so great and everything on the one hand. On the other hand, they are a gigantic pest, so appreciate the tip. I think I've heard of that before. I have not tried it myself, so might need to try it in that Arizona situation.
Okay, question I have is we have a tree. I want to say it's about 12 feet high, and the house is only about 5 years old, so that's when it was installed.
All right.
It's got very tiny leaves. It reminds me of a mountain laurel. Texas mountain laurel with the very small oval type leaves.
Okay.
It hasn't been trimmed, and my concern is the leaves that are closest to the ground that interfere with trying to get it underneath with the mower. And I know most people trim trees to what they think they should look like.
Right.
You know, like a popsicle, which I have not done.
Good for you.
I'm looking for your advice on the lower limbs and what time of year to do it.
Well, that's a good question. Good way to start talking about trees today. If the tree had a vote, Richard, you know what the tree would vote for.
And it would stay as is.
It'd stay like it is. It wouldn't be growing those limbs if it didn't want them. So it's kind of a subjective call by you about how much you do and how much you don't do. If you'd rather see a tree form, stand back and look at what it looks like now, and then think about taking off some limbs so that the bulk of the tree still has the soft, natural look that it has now, but you've created a situation where you can see some of the limbs coming up, and that's just removing some of the limbs down near the ground, and that's just a subjective call. Obviously, the less you cut off, the more the tree's going to like it. The more you lift it and raise it, some trees are very much stressed by that. Some species more than others. So it's just a call that you need to make. Probably what I'd do is cut a little bit off and stand back and look at it, live with it a little while and see if that's okay, and then cut a little bit more off later. If you leave the lower leaves, you could put mulch underneath that canopy after doing maybe a little scraping of grass and weeds out of there. Put some mulch in. Don't pile it up against the trunk, obviously, but put mulch under the drip line and maybe a little farther out than that.
And what I did do is the previous owners, you know how they put that little ring around the base of the tree and mm-hmm. throw in pine bark?
Yeah.
I got rid of that.
Good.
And just let it aerate. So what I use is a Medina Growing Green.
Okay, that's a fine organic fertilizer.
And just wondering what else I could do short of hiring somebody with an air spade to expose the roots, because I see no roots at the soil line.
You see no flare?
None.
Well, just get under. That's very common. I've had to expose all of the flares on my trees in my own landscape, so it's extremely common, unfortunately. How big a tree are we talking about? The trunk calipers 3 inches or something, 2 inches?
I would say it's about 8.
Oh, it's a big tree.
Yeah, it's about the size of a grown man's calf.
Okay. Well, there's a couple things you can do. One is you can get under there, whether you cut the limbs off or not, you need to expose the flare. So you get under there, and after it has been watered and dried out, in other words, it still has some nice moisture to the soil, that's the perfect time to rake away or brush away some soil. I literally use a horse brush. You know, it's kind of oval shaped and has a strap on it. You get it at a farm store, feed store, and it's got real stiff bristles. I use that on small trees to brush the soil away, and it works great. You can also use, I have battery powered leaf blowers that I use for various things. And when you've got the soil fairly loose and roughed up with even a hard tool, if you do it carefully, you can blow the soil out with your own leaf blower at home. The air spade, you know, just has a whole lot more power and is easier to use. But a homeowner can use brushes, leaf blowers. You can use water if you're really, really careful with it. Strong water blasts can actually damage the tender bark of the flare.
Okay, so, then. So thank you much.
Use the brush. That's the best way for you to go. Okay?
All righty.
Appreciate the call very much. It's Ann. She's got some kind of a squirrel idea, it sounds like. Hi, Ann.
Well, actually, I was going to talk about the squirrelinator because they were talking about it yesterday.
Oh, you've heard about it, too.
John Dromgoole show.
Oh, okay.
Or the show that comes on before it, the Wildflower Hour.
Yeah.
But they talked about it extensively and talked about its success rate, so...
Okay.
That's a good option for people. The other thing I wanted to mention,
Ann,
was,
do you know if John sells it at the Natural Gardener there in Austin?
I don't know. We would have to check with him.
Okay.
I didn't.
Well, everybody can look it up online. It's called the Squirrelinator, huh?
Yes.
All righty.
And that's something that I don't have to worry about as much out here because our issues are more rats and things like that.
Okay. All righty. Well, I appreciate the tip. Thanks, Ann.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. That reminded me of a tip we got either the last week or the week before about controlling rats and mice and armadillos, and I'll try to talk about that a minute when I come back, too. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, if I have the pot on, you can probably hear me better on the air. I'll go back to the phones right away, but let me cover something that I needed to do myself because so many people are asking about it and talking about it, and that's the fact that we're at the point where you got to put down either pre-emergent controls or overseeding if you're going to do either one of those things. A lot of people don't. A lot of organic gardeners don't worry about trying to kill weeds all that much. They concentrate on the positive side, which is building the life in the soil with organic fertilizers and various amendments and so forth, and then letting the healthy grasses push out the weeds. But in the meantime, having a real natural blend of different species of grasses and even some what would be called weeds and forbs mixed in. You can have a pure monoculture with an organic program by just doing a little bit more aggressive hand removal and using spot spraying of vinegar herbicides, the organic herbicides or fatty acid herbicides and that sort of thing. But if you're going to use pre-emergence, the organic pre-emergent is corn gluten meal, and we are in the window here right now, pretty much. We've begun getting into the window here in the South. The normal date that's recommended, and I've written about and on the website and my books and everything else, is September the 15th, and that number is the best guess for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So if you go south or north of that, you can adjust your timing as you need to put out corn gluten meal as a organic fertilizer and a natural pre-emergent for winter weeds, those kind of weeds that germinate in the fall, the ones you see in the wintertime and then get really bad for a lot of projects in the late winter and early spring. Well, those plants are going to be germinating in the fall and here pretty soon. So putting out something, not the toxic chemicals, those things are toxic for the soil and for wildlife and for pets, especially for pets. The herbicides are really, really dangerous for your pets running around in the turf. So you don't want to do that. And it also hurts the biological activity in the soil and hurts with a lot of things long term. But the corn gluten meal is beneficial to the soil. It's an organic fertilizer, and it does have pre-emergent capabilities if it's put out at the right time. And you put it out at 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If you don't do it, that's fine. I don't either. But especially you don't want to do it if you're going to overseed with rye or fescue, or if you're going to plant some clover or vetch or some other kind of cool season broadleaf. If you put the pre-emergent corn gluten meal, and especially the toxic chemicals out, you can't do the overseeding because it'll hurt the germination of what you're trying to grow. So you have to do one or the other, or neither one, and just let things naturally go dormant. And if you see some green things start to grow during the winter, we have another opportunity. We can spray the dormant grasses, Bermuda grass, zoysia, St. Augustine, those kinds of grasses, sometime between Christmas and New Year's. It varies depending on the weather, when those little broadleafs and grasses are starting to emerge and show, you can spray across the entire lawn, kill them, and have a clean look and not hurt your summer grasses. So anyway, if you got any questions about that, that's basically how it works. You can call me and we can talk about that. Right now we're going to talk to, let's see who's been holding the longest, I believe Clarence in Arlington, Texas. Hey, Clarence.
Hi, Dr. Garrett. Yes, I have some Leland Spice cypress evergreens, and I planted them this last spring, and one of them now is turning yellow on the ends of the branches. And I've been spraying with Garrett Extra Juice. Will that help?
I'm not sure what Garrett Extra Juice is, but it's Garrett Juice Plus. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Garrett Juice
Something
Plus.
Something like that.
Yes,
okay. Leyland cypress, which is what I believe you're talking about, is an introduced plant. It's an Asian plant, and it's just got some built-in problems that you're kind of having to deal with there, Clarence. It's fairly common. What you need to do, more so than just spraying with the Garrett Juice, which primarily is going to be a foliar feeding material, it's part of what we call the sick tree treatment. And that's what you need to do with the Leyland cypress or any tree that has some disease issues, is apply the entire process, the entire program that we call the sick tree treatment. And the first step of that is to get the soil off the base of the plant. I can almost guarantee you that plant came to you from the nursery too deep in the planter, too deep in the soil in the container. And then either you planted it or somebody else planted it probably and settled a little bit more. And so that's probably the most important issue you're dealing with is that. That's just the first step of the sick tree treatment. The rest of the sick tree treatment is to aerate the root zone, the area where the tree is planted. And while the holes are still open from the aeration, put out the amendments that we use for bed preparation, compost, rock powders, and sugars, and then continue your spraying of Garrett Juice or Garrett Juice Plus or whichever one you want to use, And in your case, with a disease already showing on the plant, add hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store to the garret juice.
Okay.
It should make up about a quart of the overall liquid gallon of spray.
How much hydrogen peroxide should I put in? What proportion?
Well, that's what I said. It should make up about a quart of the gallon of spray.
Okay.
So, in other words, instead of using a full gallon of water, let the hydrogen peroxide finish making the gallon of water that gives you your formula that's ready for spraying.
Okay. Okay.
And that's the best approach. It's a common problem. You need to trim that dead out. It won't come back green.
Yeah, just, I've done that.
Just
I've
like done. We do with roses that have rose rosette, and spritz the cut area and your tools as you're going with hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Okay, thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, that Leyland cipher, beautiful, beautiful plant, but it's got some built-in problems. You can keep it looking good, but you've got to get it into as good of conditions as you possibly can to give it the best chance. We've had a couple people call and drop off, so if you had some trouble, call back, tell Mary, and we'll try to work in here a little bit quicker. John in Dallas is next up now. Hey, John.
Good morning, Howard.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm a little bit worse for the wear because I spent all day yesterday aerating my yard and mixing up a bunch of lava sand and green sand and trying to deal with the fun of spreading green sand.
a little workout yesterday, huh?
Yeah. I put it all into a huge bag and then tried to mix it all up, and then I ended up having to just shovel it all out. But it's not a very big yard. But my point was, I've called you before. This is a new construction house, and so it's just got this sticky gumbo soil. So I finally bit the bullet when it cooled off a little bit yesterday morning and decided to do the aeration and everything. And sure enough, it's just gooey, sticky mud. It's not really soil. So my question for you today is kind of make sure I've got my amendments. I've got these holes open and I've got the right stuff going down into the ground. So I put basically equal parts green sand and lava sand, and then one of those big bags of zeolite, and mix that all up together.
Okay.
And then I threw out some Texas tea on top of that. I didn't do compost, but I didn't know if there's anything else I should throw down the holes. I was talking to the guys at Walton Gardens, and they're pretty good about giving good advice. But is there anything else I should be doing while I've got the holes open?
Well, you're basically doing the whole sick tree treatment to the entire property is what you're doing, which is fine. What else I would add to that is just to use the garret juice spray and the hydrogen peroxide one time real heavy, and then leave the hydrogen peroxide out of the spray, for future treatments of the soil. A one-time spraying will help flocculate the soil. In other words, it helps it go into becoming more fluffy and building the biological activity after it kills. It actually kills right at first. The hydrogen peroxide kills bacteria. But the net effect of it is that the biological activity comes roaring back, and it's really helpful. But if you spray hydrogen peroxide over and over and over and over again, I think you'd have a negative result. But one time real heavy, I would apply that. One thing I'm doing right now that I talk about all the time, and I'm finally doing a little bit more organized version of it, is I'm saving coffee grounds. I drink coffee start the day every morning. I'm saving coffee grounds and putting coffee grounds out on soil that is really not good is one of the best ingredients you can use. So instead of trying to save enough, go down to the local restaurants and the coffee shops and places like that and see if you can't get the people to save some, just give them a container to tell them to throw all the coffee grounds in there for you. Generally, they don't have a big problem with that. And use the coffee grounds as a broadcast, as an organic fertilizer. And it helps stimulate biological activity, specifically fungus, as well as anything you can put out. And so I think that'd be very much worth your time.
Okay. And then as far as... I guess compost is always helpful, but
Compost is always helpful, especially if it's good quality compost. But basically what you're doing when you're putting out all these organic amendments like we're talking about here, you're kind of creating compost in the ground. So it's not that you're leaving that step out. You're just doing it a little bit different way.
Okay. Good. Well, I'll keep track and see how it goes.
Okie doke. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. And we've got an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Yeah, we, as I mentioned briefly at the start of the show, we did quite a bit of photography recently on our little week trip to Arizona to see Logan and Bo, and Bo's family lives. Bo's mom and dad also live there and have a really cool place in the mountains above Prescott, and just really enjoyed seeing the beautiful country. The weather was just absolutely spectacular, and we took some day trips. We took a little train ride. There's a quick shot on our Facebook. I put just a few pictures on Facebook yesterday, and the train ride there is something that I would recommend that you do too. So, and I'll give you a whole slideshow of the whole thing for people who want more information, and those of you in the area can give us more information about it too. We love to pass along this travel information to folks. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business.
Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, just pouring myself a little more tea here. I forgot to tell you about that tip we got from a listener a week or two ago. It sounds pretty cool. In fact, I'm about to use it because I've got a whole family of armadillos that are doing some damage to a sloped area where we've got a structural problem and everything. They're cute little beasts, but doing some damage. And what our tip was using banana peelings and cutting them in strips or just throwing them out whole and actually getting rid of armadillos, mice, and rats. Now, exactly how it works, I don't have any idea. Her suspicion was because she said that you can't do it with organic bananas. You have to use conventionally grown bananas that have had the gas treatment, you know, and the pesticides involved and all that. And I think her suspicion is that those chemicals are what is doing the control. And, you know, I don't, of course, none of us are going to be able to completely get away from chemicals and go 100% organic if we go eat out or if we eat at other people's houses or whatever. So it's not that we can avoid that completely either. But when you're eating bananas yourself at home, I highly recommend that you buy organic ones as much as you possibly can. But for this use, get the ones that aren't organic. She said that she held it by the end so she didn't touch it and get the, you know, her personal smell on the banana peelings. Seems like maybe a better way to go is just to wear rubber gloves, throw them out, and see if they control. I'm going to see if they control these armadillos we're having a problem with. We also have some roof rats. They've become kind of pets around. They like to what's left over of the bird seed and everything, and Tater loves chasing them as much as he can. He never wants to catch them. You can see him short arm them when he gets close enough to a rat or a, squirrel. He never gets close enough to really catch him. But anyway, that's the tip from a listener, and try it out and let me know if you see the same kind of benefits that she did. Gary is next up in Whitesboro, Texas. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, back in the spring, I got a good bargain on some of those patio tomatoes from Pop Store.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them in my garden. And also, I, at the same time, had other heirloom plants out there and everything, and I had box float. And then I noticed the Chipko, I had forgotten about it because I hadn't seen it for years, but the Tobacco Mosaic Virus. And then I went back around spots, and I noticed the people that were handling their plants were smokers.
Yeah.
So I think you should caution people about that. And what can I do to eradicate that from my garden area now?
Now, you're seeing your connection's not real strong. I'm not catching all of this too well, and maybe everybody else isn't either. You're seeing mosaic virus on your tomatoes?
Yes, the tobacco mosaic virus.
Okay, which is the modeling.
People could transfer that to plants. Smokers
okay.
could transfer it to plants, and these plants that I bought, I guess now my whole garden is contaminated with it. And all of the plants I bought are now dead. You know, the leaves all turn brown and everything.
Well, here's what you do on a couple of things that are in play here. Tomatoes, I've never seen mosaic tomatoes on mosaic virus on tomatoes, but if you do have it, or if you have mosaic virus on your squash or other plants, or if you have curly top on tomatoes, which is a viral disease, you can
yeah.
control, even though the universities say you cannot, but you can. You can control viruses with the hydrogen peroxide. Now, we rather than spraying hydrogen peroxide straight like we originally recommended, we recommend mixing it with the Garrett juice because it buffers it and you don't get foliage burn as much. You make it make up about a quart per gallon of whatever you're spraying, and it works on viruses. What's more common on tomatoes, Gary, is what's called early blight, where the lower leaves turn yellow and then that moves up the plant. That's fungal. That's not viral. And
right.
it's a lot easier to control. You can control it with the hydrogen peroxide and Garrett juice, or you can use cornmeal juice, soaking cornmeal in water and spraying the juice, or you can mix a cup of milk in water and makes a wonderful fungus control for vegetables in the garden. So that's a couple of different things to look at.
Okay. Yeah, well, they started on the leaves, the top and outer leaves, and they started changing, and they all died, and it moved throughout the whole plant.
Yeah, I imagine that's fungal rather than a mosaic virus. But I don't disagree with you that people smoking and handling the plants is a problem. And so doing the maintenance of your garden from day one when you get the plants home with the Garrett juice spray and adding peroxide, hydrogen peroxide, if you see any diseases pop up, is the best thing that you can do to control it.
Okay, I'll start using that
okay.
then because, you know, my heirloom, I'm kind of disappointed that whatever it was, you know, like the virus that got to my heirloom and they started doing the same thing.
We'll give it a shot.
All right, do thank you.
I appreciate your call. Those of you holding, hang on through the news. It won't be a real long break, and I'll get to you. I won't pontificate very long at all when we start the second hour. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The way you get our free newsletter is to go to the website and fill out the form that's there, and you get it, and you can join all the other people that get it on a weekly basis. You can also just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. When people email us and ask us questions, we give them an opportunity to join at that point as well. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back with more of this right after this break.